Dishwashers, a letter from YT at talkingpeople.net. To my friend Sandra Po. Before leaving for Congo, my dearest friend Sandra Po came for a visit. I had just moved into a beautiful apartment and away from the big city to this little town where you can hear birds singing and bells ringing. So this time, instead of a tiny house with a broken flush and packed to the rims with books, paperwork, and newspapers, I was able to offer a wonderfully ample, clean, and well-lighted space. The 50-square-meter attic upstairs with ensuite bathroom. My partner and I had just finished a one-month process of unpacking, cleaning, and tidying up the newly painted house, whose rent was a bit too expensive, but hey, carpe diem, let's live it up. The house was furnished with the basics, and we were determined to keep it that way, so as to have tons of space to move about. As you grow older, wiser, you make things much simpler. My partner was now away on a holiday, and there we were, Sandra Po and I, ready to sit back and relax, enjoying a few precious days we were about to spend together. The timing and the space couldn't be better. Throughout 2 decades, Sandra Po and I have been meeting every now and then all over the world. The first time was at a nonviolent direct action training in the north of Spain. Then we bumped into each other, so to say, in Guatemala, where we were volunteers in an independent international pacifist NGO operating in countries at war. After that, she sometimes visited Spain because of paid work, and she would take advantage of that to do some unpaid work for our grassroots network, which included meeting up. I also visited Belgium a couple of times because I had a relationship then with another Belgian activist, and because a bunch of total resistors from the CO movement and I decided to drive in an old van to an international pacifist meeting in Namur. Just imagine it all. Sandra Po and I would be eating beans and tortillas, small and thin pancakes, on a dirt floor house where people had been threatened by death squads, or having a beer in an ad hoc bar of a squad in multicultural Lavapiés, a neighborhood in Madrid, or tasting the most delicious wine in her cozy little home in Brussels. We had the physical strength to be committed to on-the-front activism. Good old times, now my strength is just mental, which entails not having private things or spaces and undergoing and solving all kinds of privations. You're cold, you're thirsty, you're afraid, you're exhausted or overwhelmed, you're hungry, you're lost. But we also tried to keep our capacity of appreciating the good things in life, doing so without feeling guilty. When I had to get back to Europe at the end of the 80s, in the midst of war, I told a nonviolent activist, who in the past had been a member of one of the Latin American guerrillas which sought social justice and the end to all horrors people were being subjected to, that I might feel guilty in Europe each time I were enjoying the good things in life. He replied, "The question is not that people who have the chance to be happy renounce that opportunity. The question is that all of us have that opportunity." I certainly agreed. His words allowed me to avoid any confusion thereafter. I had always sensed that sacrifice was not a must in striving for a better world. Since then, I've always tried to be loyal to that idea and avoid the kind of activists who emotionally blackmail and guilt-trip every single living being. You see, there's a better world also within the realm of activism. My friend Sandra Po is the kind of activist that understands that idea too. We're two of a pair. We can spend hours and hours together, just being there, or talking non-stop, or talking and then being in silence. We can have or have not. all the times wear you out. And then there's certain things you cannot go without, like an 8-hour sleep or a proper bed to lie in. And now that Sandra Poy is literally risking her life and well-being in Congo, I look at the dishwasher and smile, or giggle, or laugh. When we moved here, the kitchen had a dishwasher, and I thought, oh my, dishwashers stink. They are also useless. What am I going to do? We won't be using it, I had told the landlady. Well, just keep it, she replied. And then Sandra Poe came for a visit and taught me how to use the dishwasher, and also this little story. When an activist who was having lunch at her house saw her placing the dirty dishes in her dishwasher, he exclaimed, "You have a dishwasher!" accusingly. And then, "You live on your own and you have a dishwasher!" Did that also mean, "You're a woman and you have a dishwasher?" Did he know that having guests for lunch involves working out the menu, doing the shopping, cooking the meal, setting the table, clearing the table, doing the washing up, and putting the dishes away? Patiently, Sandra Poe replied, "I've got better things to do." Sandra Poe was not going to discuss the matter with him. You can often sense when people are incapable of listening or understanding that the world is not only what they think it is, that there are many different reasons to do or not do things, to be or not to be. She didn't tell him that she had studied the issue carefully and realized she saved more water and washing up liquid using that gadget. She just told him something which was simply true. She had other priorities. Nowadays, in some countries of the world, women may have other priorities other than doing the housework. Human beings can have all sorts of priorities in life when free to choose, and most of those deserve some respect, even if it's women having them. Sandra Poe needed her time for her priorities, and that's all there was to it. Throughout the years, I keep wondering, what is it that people are most demanding with the people who give the most? Now that Sandra Poe is away, in her dearest, beloved, super-exploited, forgotten-by-all, violence-ridden Africa, I look at the dishwasher and regret not having taken a picture of how skillfully she maximized the space when she loaded it the week she taught me how to use it. She knew it all about the best soaps to use. C'est bon marché, ça. She even knew in what direction to place things to get this or that kind of wash. I deeply regret not having taken a picture of Sandra Poe pointing at the full racks and smiling. Or one of Sandra Poe and I in front of the dishwasher drinking to dishwashers. Or one of the dishwasher all alone, and us in a different room having a drink of rum or wine and chatting away in the dead of the night. I miss Sandra Poe each time I use the dishwasher. I also smile to myself, even laugh, each time I use the dishwasher and remember Sandra Poe replying to the outraged young man.